You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's best mix. Mix 100, 2K2 today. Hey, it's time for a trending report. The Avs are trending. The Avs are trending. The Avs are winning.
Yeah.
Been over 20 years, but our Avalanche are going back to the Stanley Cup Finals, Jeremy. They swept the Oilers last night in an overtime thriller.
That's really
actually,
cool.
It wasn't so much an overtime thriller because it barely made it like a little over a minute into OT before the Avs were like, we're done toying
with
you.
Let's get out of here.
The Avs actually came back from a 4-2 deficit. They had four goals in the third period. Woo, it was exciting.
Wow.
You know what's really exciting about it? 2,000s of Avs fans packed Ball Arena to watch it on the big screens there while their team played 1,200 miles away.
Yeah, and it was just chaos cool. Afterwards. You know, everybody coming out and screaming and having fun. Yeah. And I have 20 seconds of the game-winning
please.
Goal. You want to hear this guy yell at everybody?
Yes.
Here we go.
Helm back from the car. Let's go. Tipped on. Rebound. Score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because this party is over. And the Avalanche have won the West. Colorado is going back to the Stanley Cup Final.
Wow. He needs a throat lozenge this morning.
We were talking, what was it, last week, how these guys drive into the game. They jot down what they're going to say in case wins. Because he definitely planned this one. Play it again.
Let me find it here.
It's Arturi Lehkonen!
Here it is.
And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because this party is over.
He's like, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that tonight.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's funny. Now they're going to wait to see whether they play the New York Rangers or the two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Those two teams are still playing in their series. And Jeremy, stores have already started selling Avs championship merchandise, of course.
I'm watching a story right now on the TV. They're pumping out t-shirts like crazy.
Yep.
They're going to go big. Dick's Sporting Goods has a bunch of them this morning, it looks like.
So. Wonder if our Slapshot Broadcasting company will buy us all.
Our company owns the Avs. You think we could get a hoodie or something?
You'd think.
One would think.
Look at all the free airtime we're giving them.
And they're raking in the cash right now with these games.
And I will toss in also that the Mammoth are playing this weekend in their championship series at Ball Arena against Buffalo. So out Saturday night to the Loud House. Apple announced changes in their upcoming software update. One of them, Jeremy, includes the ability to edit a text after you've sent it.
Yeah.
Or even delete it altogether after sending it.
That's good. That's huge.
That could preserve a lot of friendships and relationships, I think.
No joke.
The ability to say, oh, crap, I shouldn't have sent that. They're also adding a feature where if you buy something with Apple Pay, you can opt to pay it off in four installments over a six-week period rather than all at once. Seems like this is going to throw more people into debt. Oh,
yeah,
I can just pay that off.
Just an excuse for Apple to raise the prices again and give you the option to pay over a long term.
They also announced two new laptops will come out with microprocessors actually built by Apple rather than by other chip makers. They've been their own chips in a few devices, but this is a move that they're making towards making all of their gadgets with their own processors.
That's good. So. I watched a bit of this little keynote thing yesterday. That's really well done how they all do it. You know, they're just kind of fun to watch. Get you all excited.
Did you watch that documentary thing on Steve Jobs? Was I telling you about that? There's some really fascinating documentary about it. Yeah, it's interesting. Get a load of this. We've talked before about how we might be transitioning into a four-day work week. Well, now there's this big pilot program that they're trying over in the UK. So they got something like 3,300 workers across 70 different companies. Everything from like the big banks to, they say, even mom-and-pop restaurants. But they're trying for 6 months where the workers will work 4 days a week instead of five or six, but still get 100% pay. So they're saying they're getting 100% pay for working only 80% of their usual week in exchange for, and I quote, promising to maintain 100% of their productivity.
Yeah, I promise.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you got it.
They say the idea is to improve workers' mental health and well-being.
Nobody's putting in 100%.
Well, I think...
Nobody is.
When you know it's a pilot program, and you're like, you know, if we really work hard for the next 6 months, this will become permanent. So everybody rolls their sleeves up and they bust ass for, like, you know, 6 months.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the pandemic and working from home.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Keep working hard now, so we don't have to go back in.
Yeah, once it becomes full time, I don't know. Because to me, it's like, well, then where does that end? Because I'm not kidding. If you do this, 20 years from now or less, people will be like, oh, it should just be a 3-day work week.
Yep.
I mean, it will, right?
Yep.
Because there was a time, look it up, kids, when everybody worked 6 days a week.
Yeah.
It's just, there was no Monday through Friday. You know, the weekend, the word even wasn't invented until the late 1800s. So then we went to 5 days for a lot of people. Now it's going to go down to 4. Who's to say it wouldn't go to just, you work one
That's
day
right.
a week?
I know. I don't know. It could happen.
I promise I'm going to work really hard for that one day.
I promise.
And then quickly, now that the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is over, we need a new celebrity couple to fight. It's Brad and Angelina. I know, they're divorced. But now Brad Pitt is suing Angelina for allegedly selling her half of their wine business that they had together to a Russian oligarch.
Ooh.
Brad says that Angelina intentionally sought to inflict harm on him by selling her interest in the company, even though they had agreed to never sell without the other's consent. And then he throws a little lemon juice into the cut. He says she didn't even work that hard to build the business. He's the one who made it into a multi-million global success.
Ouch. Jeez.
So, you know what? That could be our next celebrity televised trial, yeah. I guess. Brangelina fighting over their wine business.
Oh, my gosh.
Silly. What else is trending?
I don't have this in my trending, but I just popped into my head because this video is like everywhere this morning. Speaking of another celebrity power couple, did you see the video that Gisele Bündchen posted to Tom Brady yesterday in his underpants?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody right now is like... Yeah, he's got like some new underwear line, so he was like standing in the bathroom in his underpants. And
really?
She comes in and starts filming him, and yeah, and he's like trying to cover himself up, and
I don't think I want to.
It seemed
that.
A little staged, but I don't know. The underpants look comfortable. I do know that. what's
I'm
going
happy
on?
Happy with my boxer briefs. You're a boxer briefs guy.
Yeah,
too.
He had boxer briefs on.
Is that what they were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. That Tom Brady. I'm a little jealous. What else is going on? Top Gun Maverick is in trending.
Is there anything
this morning.
Tom Brady doesn't have going on?
No, he's got it all going on, man.
I mean, everything.
Everything. He's charming. He's rich.
He's in great shape.
Great shape.
Obviously, he works hard at
got
it.
Got new underpants.
He's got a beautiful family.
Beautiful family. Are you kidding me?
Gigantic estates.
His hair looks phenomenal. Great cars. Big houses.
And no cavities, I'm sure, Jeremy.
No cavities. Clean bill of health.
Is it possible?
Supplement line.
Think about this. Is it possible Tom Brady is the Antichrist?
Maybe.
Think about it.
He's just so perfect that he's the Antichrist?
I'm not accusing him of it, but you know, the whole idea of the
devil.
Literature. Well, you know, the literature says, you know, that the Antichrist would be
charming,
know,
and he will woo you.
And yes, right.
He'll look great in boxer briefs. He's got a great butt.
Yes. Got the family, everything like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He very well could be.
I'm not saying Tom Brady is the Antichrist. I'm saying, what if he is?
Is there anything about football in the Bible?
No,
or rings? Rings on multiple fingers?
I'll tell you this. Moses always went for it on fourth down. And that's a fact.
That is a fact. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I'm not going to tell you any of the other celebrity crap. Who cares? Let me scroll down. That was the best celebrity thing going around. Listen, if you're in your 40s and you still have some old clothes from high school laying around, your kids might want them this morning because I guess early 2000 fashion is officially cool again. It started last summer. Influencers are now latching onto it on the social. Hashtags like Y2K style are trending and Y2K fashion. You know, like the bright colors, wild t-shirts, low-rise jeans, Ed Hardy stuff, so help us God. Tiny purses and velour tracksuits with Juicy on the back. I still might have a few of those. Oh, no. Anyway, stuff from the Y2K era is now being sold as vintage clothing, everybody. So, kids, go check the vintage clothing stores for all that stuff.
I ain't buying it until I see Tom Brady modeling it.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Star Wars nerds, start saving up. God, that made me jump. Did you see me jump? Oh, I know you're going to play that. The fine people at Sideshow Collectibles, whoever they are, have created a life-size C-3PO for fans to own. Finally, at last! It's a realistic collectible, 6'2", 28 inches wide. You can pose him in different positions. This story says he has articulating arms. And he has a little button on the back of his head that he'll say various lines from all the films. Here's the deal, though, nerds. $8,500 for a life-size C-3PO.
$8,500!
I posted a picture and a little link to it on our Facebook page. It is realistic, though. I mean, it looks like he came right out of the movie. And I don't know, what do you do with that? You just set him up in your house and prop him however you want, and he just sits there collecting dust.
Well, if you can move him into all sorts of different positions, well, I can only imagine what all the TikTok videos are going to have him doing. You know. And as a...
Oh, Master Skywalker.
Right, see? And as a Disney stockholder, yes. I am very happy to see that they're charging $8,500.
Isn't that nutty? Real quick, here's your Fat America. There's an ice cream company that Van Leeuwen. I don't know how to pronounce it. Here's the deal. They've got a Grey Poupon ice cream coming out. You can buy it at Walmart, of course. It's got a Grey Poupon honey Dijon mustard swirl in the middle of it. And there's like pretzels or something crunched up inside it, too. So that sounds nasty. Sounds so nasty. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny video on there this morning. There's a TikToker in England who has a video that's gone viral. When she shot this at the wedding, she filmed people having their first cocktail and then their last cocktail. Even the bride
before
and groom
and after
were a part of it. And as you would expect, the results are pretty funny by the end of the night. So check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go.